Listening section. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts to this section, with special directions for each part. Part 1. Questions 1 to 4. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues and questions spoken in English. The dialogues and the questions will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to the dialogue and the question about it, read the 5 possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Now, listen to a sample question. You will hear,
I give up. I'll stop learning French.
Why do you say that? You are making a lot of progress.
No, I'm not. I've tried hard, but still, I cannot speak as well.
How come? You can speak Arabic, Hindi, Japanese, and even Russian well, can't you?
What language is difficult for the man to learn? A. Hindi. B. Arabic. C. French. D. Russian. E. Japanese. The best answer to this question is French. Therefore, you should choose answer C. Number 1.
Have you had a job before?
Yes, but in a small printing company.
Why do you want to work here?
I want to get a better salary.
What is the dialogue about? Number 1.
Have you had a job before?
Yes, but in a small printing company.
Why do you want to work here?
I want to get a better salary.
What is the dialogue about? Number 2.
Hi, guys. Where will you go?
I will go to the bookstore.
What are you going to buy?
An English grammar book written by Betty Simon.
Oh, I see. By the way, I heard there are magazines, novels, comics, and science books on sale in the bookstore.
What is the boy going to buy? Number 2.
Hi, guys. Where will you go?
I will go to the bookstore.
What are you going to buy?
An English grammar book written by Betty Simon.
Oh, I see. By the way, I heard there are magazines, novels, comics, and science books on sale in the bookstore.
What is the boy going to buy? Number 3.
Hey, you look concerned. What's on your mind?
The final exam. I'm not fully prepared yet.
Well, don't worry too much. You still have 3 days.
Yeah, but 3 days will fly past in a wink.
Well, you still have time to cram things into your brain anyway.
Why does the woman suggest the man not to worry about the exam? Number 3.
Hey, you look concerned. What's on your mind?
The final exam. I'm not fully prepared yet.
Well, don't worry too much. You still have 3 days.
Yeah, but 3 days will fly past in a wink.
Well, you still have time to cram things into your brain anyway.
Why does the woman suggest the man not to worry about the exam? Number 4.
Did you go to Nisa's party last Saturday?
I planned to go, but I couldn't make it.
Oh, why?
I had a terrible headache.
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
Did you go to Nisa's party last Saturday?
I planned to go, but I couldn't make it.
Oh, why?
I had a terrible headache.
What does the woman mean? Part 2. Questions 5 to 7. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some incomplete dialogues spoken in English, followed by 4 responses, also spoken in English. The dialogues and the responses will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. You have to choose the best response to each question. Now, listen to a sample question.
Hey, Cindy, could you do me a favor?
What can I do for you?
Would you mind going to the post office to send my letter?
What is the woman's possible response?
A. I'm all out, sorry. B. I love to write letters. C. Sure, by all means. D. It's next to the police station.
The best answer to the question is, sure, by all means. Therefore, you should choose answer C. Number 5.
Are you okay? You look a bit dizzy today.
I was caught in heavy rain yesterday. I'm afraid I'll get sick.
What does the man most likely reply?
A. I don't really like the rain. B. Thank you. That's very kind of you. C. Sorry, I didn't bring my raincoat with me. D. You should take a rest and eat healthy food.
Number 5.
Are you okay? You look a bit dizzy today.
I was caught in heavy rain yesterday. I'm afraid I'll get sick.
What does the man most likely reply?
A. I don't really like the rain. B. Thank you. That's very kind of you. C. Sorry, I didn't bring my raincoat with me. D. You should take a rest and eat healthy food.
Number 6.
What do you think of my new jacket? Does it suit me?
What does the man probably answer?
A. Yes, you look nice. B. Yes, this is absolutely right. C. Yes, I think you're wrong. D. No, you'll never believe it.
Number 6.
What do you think of my new jacket? Does it suit me?
What does the man probably answer?
A. Yes, you look nice. B. Yes, this is absolutely right. C. Yes, I think you're wrong. D. No, you'll never believe it.
Number 7.
The service is really slow here. I've been trying to get the waiter's attention for the last 10 minutes.
You know, we have a class at 2 o'clock.
What is the best response for the boy to reply?
A. I hope he serves us soon. B. I expect him not to come. C. How come he is so lazy? D. Hopefully he ignores us.
Number 7.
The service is really slow here. I've been trying to get the waiter's attention for the last 10 minutes.
You know, we have a class at 2 o'clock.
What is the best response for the boy to reply?
A. I hope he serves us soon. B. I expect him not to come. C. How come he is so lazy? D. Hopefully he ignores us.
Part 3. Questions 8 to 11. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues or monologues spoken in English. The dialogues or monologues will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to the dialogue or monologue, look at the 5 pictures provided in your test book and decide which would be the most suitable one with the dialogue or monologue you have heard. Number 8.
What's on Channel 6 tonight?
There is a traditional dance performance. This dance is very energetic.
What is it like?
A group of people sitting together, side by side, moving their arms, shoulders, and head in time with one another.
Which picture goes with the dialogue? Number 8.
What's on Channel 6 tonight?
There is a traditional dance performance. This dance is very energetic.
What is it like?
A group of people sitting together, side by side, moving their arms, shoulders, and head in time with one another.
Which picture goes with the dialogue? Number 9.
What sport do you like best?
I love soccer. It's a sport played between 2 teams of 11 players with a ball. I will have a big match next month in Belora Bunkarno Stadium.
Which sport game shows the man's description? Number 9.
What sport do you like best?
I love soccer. It's a sport played between 2 teams of 11 players with a ball. I will have a big match next month in Belora Bunkarno Stadium.
Which sport game shows the man's description? Number 10.
The gray wolf, or Canis lupus, is a species native to the wilderness and remote areas of North America, Eurasia, and North Africa. It is the largest member of its family, with males averaging 43 to 45 kilograms and females 36 to 38.5 kilograms. It is similar in general appearance and proportions to a German Shepherd or sled dog, but has a larger head, narrower chest, longer legs, straighter tail, and bigger paws. Its winter fur is long and bushy, and usually mottled gray in color.
Which picture is being described in the monologue? Number 10.
The gray wolf, or Canis lupus, is a species native to the wilderness and remote areas of North America, Eurasia, and North Africa. It is the largest member of its family, with males averaging 43 to 45 kilograms and females 36 to 38.5 kilograms. It is similar in general appearance and proportions to a German Shepherd or sled dog, but has a larger head, narrower chest, longer legs, straighter tail, and bigger paws. Its winter fur is long and bushy, and usually mottled gray in color.
Which picture is being described in the monologue? Number 11.
The sacred city of Itza in Maya is located 75 miles east of Merida, the capital of the state of Yucatan, Mexico. This archaeological site is rated amongst the most important of the Mayan culture and covers an area of approximately 6 square miles where hundreds of buildings once stood. Now, most are mounds, but about 30 may still be seen by tourists. The Set Pyramid stands about 30 meters high and consists of a series of 9 square terraces with a 6-meter high temple upon the summit. The sides of this building are approximately 55.3 meters at the base and rise at an angle of 53 degrees, although that varies slightly for each side.
What is being described in the monologue? Number 11.
The sacred city of Itza in Maya is located 75 miles east of Merida, the capital of the state of Yucatan, Mexico. This archaeological site is rated amongst the most important of the Mayan culture and covers an area of approximately 6 square miles where hundreds of buildings once stood. Now, most are mounds, but about 30 may still be seen by tourists. The Set Pyramid stands about 30 meters high and consists of a series of 9 square terraces with a 6-meter high temple upon the summit. The sides of this building are approximately 55.3 meters at the base and rise at an angle of 53 degrees, although that varies slightly for each side.
What is being described in the monologue? Part 4. Questions 12 to 15. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several monologues. Each monologue will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you hear the monologue and the question about it, read the 5 possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 12 and 13 are based on the following monologue.
Paris is the capital city of France. It is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. It is also one of the world's most crowded cities. Lovely gardens and parks are found throughout Paris. At night, many palaces and statues are lit up. For this reason, Paris is often called the City of Light. Every year, millions of people visit Paris. The most popular place to visit is the Eiffel Tower. This huge structure has become the symbol of Paris.
The Louvre, one of the world's largest art museums, draws many visitors. The Cathedral of Notre Dame, a famous church, is another favorite place to visit.
Number 12. What is the monologue about? Number 13. What has become the symbol of Paris? Questions 12 and 13 are based on the following monologue.
Paris is the capital city of France. It is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. It is also one of the world's most crowded cities. Lovely gardens and parks are found throughout Paris. At night, many palaces and statues are lit up. For this reason, Paris is often called the City of Light. Every year, millions of people visit Paris. The most popular place to visit is the Eiffel Tower. This huge structure has become the symbol of Paris. The Louvre, one of the world's largest art museums, draws many visitors. The Cathedral of Notre Dame, a famous church, is another favorite place to visit.
Number 12. What is the monologue about? Number 13. What has become the symbol of Paris? Questions 14 and 15 are based on the following monologue.
The hares were so persecuted by the other beasts, they did not know where to go. As soon as they saw a single animal approach them, off they ran. One day, they saw a troop of wild horses stampeding about, and in quite a panic, all the hares scuttled off to a lake nearby, determined to drown themselves rather than live in such a continual state of fear. But just as they got near the bank of the lake, a troop of frogs, frightened by the approach of the hares, hopped off and jumped into the water. "Truly," said one of the hares, "things are not as bad as they seem."
Number 14. Who persecuted the hares? Number 15. What did the frogs do after they were frightened by the hares? Questions 14 and 15 are based on the following monologue.
The hares were so persecuted by the other beasts, they did not know where to go. As soon as they saw a single animal approach them, off they ran. One day, they saw a troop of wild horses stampeding about, and in quite a panic, all the hares scuttled off to a lake nearby, determined to drown themselves rather than live in such a continual state of fear. But just as they got near the bank of the lake, a troop of frogs, frightened by the approach of the hares, hopped off and jumped into the water. "Truly," said one of the hares, "things are not as bad as they seem."
Number 14. Who persecuted the hares? Number 15. What did the frogs do after they were frightened by the hares? This is the end of the listening section.